Good evening, boys and girls. Thank you for tuning in to my Music for Friends podcast. Here I talk a little bit about music and live music and concerts and just things that I love. I love music. So today I am going to review, it's going to be a little bit different this week. I'm going to review, I review three albums by R.E.M. I start out by reviewing Out of Time, and I realized soon thereafter that Green came before Out of Time, and then New, they're not New Adventures. Shit. Can't even remember now. Automatic for the People came after Out of Time, and those three albums shaped my my music, love of music back when I was a teenager. I was in high school, and R.E.M. was huge for me in high school, and it's been huge for me for my whole life. And it's been said, and I say it in this podcast, I'll say it again, R.E.M. is my favorite band of all time. So, and there's a lot of good stuff right now, a lot of good bands that I like that I consider like favorites, but R.E.M. still, and always will be, on the top of my list for that. So anyway, I went to the Movement concert the other day. That was a lot of fun. Newborn Slaves opened, and then K-Bong played next with his acoustic guitar. Really enjoyed that show. It was really cool. I got to meet a few of the Newborn Slaves singer and a few others. And it sounds like I might be able to go play horns with them in their band sometime. So kind of got that to look forward to. I would love to play. Love to play horns in a reggae band. That'd be like my dream. But yeah, it sold out. The Movement was just so good. They're so great. I just love the Movement. They came last year with Dirty Heads, and they were, I think they played second, if I remember correctly, and they put on a killer show. So if you have a chance to see the Movement, see K-Vong and a local favorite, then, you know, I only paid $15 for my ticket, and that was just fucking wonderful. Money well spent. So anyway, coming up in Utah, if you're from Salt Lake, there's a few different bands that are coming to town. Off the top of my head, we've got the first one that I have to go to is Ballyhoo, Cashed Out, and The Expendables. That'll be on March 19th. And then Bumpin' Uglies is going to be playing in April in Utah. Both of those are playing at Soundwell. So tickets are pretty cheap. I think they're $15 for Bumpin' Uglies. I think they're $20 for Ballyhoo. So definitely check them out. Still waiting to hear about Tropadelic coming here. Hopefully they'll be coming with Dirty Heads this year. That's kind of a dream of mine to see Dirty Heads and Tropadelic in the same concert, but I'll take whatever I can get, to be honest with you. TBH, isn't that what the kids are saying these days, or is that like outdated now since I'm like an old uncle? So anyway, also Sublime with Rome is coming with Soja. Saltaire, that'll be a good one to go to. The Avett Brothers are coming. The Mountain Goats are coming. I'm gonna have to get another job just so I can pay for my concert tickets coming up. So anyway, that's all good. Let's see what else is new. I've been listening to Dirty Heads a lot lately. I've been listening to Stick Figure a lot lately. I decided that to keep from being depressed, I'm gonna listen to Stick Figure every day for the next 2 weeks, and then if it works, then I'll continue that regimen. But Stick Figure is such a great band. They're so I just love what their music does to me. So anyway, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. I don't have an interview this episode. I'm hoping to have an interview soon. Also on this podcast, I have a Expendables little ditty that I do. So, I hope you enjoy the show. And please, if you're listening and you like the show, send me an email, jeffrobucks@gmail.com. I will take any kind of criticism, or tell me what you like, what you don't like, and we can, we can make that happen. I definitely want to. Yeah, my first podcast of my new show that I'm doing, this song here, Sacrifice by The Expendables, is a pretty badass song. I'm kind of digging it a little bit here. These guys are coming in concert in Utah. If you're from Utah, holy shit, these guys are coming in concert on March 25th, I believe. Let me just check that one real quick here. Just looking, trying to plan my year, man, for concerts. Let's see, Expendables. So Expendables are also coming with fucking Ballyhoo. Can you believe that? Fucking Ballyhoo's coming back again. The Expendables. Salt Lake. All right. The Expendables are March 19th, Soundwell, Salt Lake City. Okay, Expendables, Ballyhoo. Can you believe that? Holy shit. If you haven't listened to either of them, you better fucking put that shit in your ears right now. Ballyhoo and The Expendables. Ballyhoo had an album last year. It was Ballyhoo's album. Ballyhoo's album last year was called Detonate, and that album was my favorite album of the year. Like, they did the 360, Reggae 360 voting, and, unfortunately, Ballyhoo lost to fucking Bumpin' Uglies, who prevailed, which was good. But that last year's concert in Salt Lake with Ballyhoo, Bumpin' Uglies, and Tropodelic, I fucking loved that goddamn concert. So thank you so much, gentlemen, for the good time you showed us in Salt Lake City, Utah. So anyway, yes, Salt Lake City Expendables. And also another one that I want to be going to soon is The Movement is on the 2nd of March. So if you guys have Movement tickets, might want to go to that. If not, you should get some. So I'm listening to the Out of Time 25th Anniversary Edition album by R.E.M. Out of Time was one of the first, I think it was the first CD I ever bought. I had tapes. I used to buy tapes a lot. Records, I bought records. But my actual first CD was Out of Time, R.E.M. Out of Time. And it had a yellow color to it. And I remember that because it came in the cardboard. And I just thought it was such a cool design. But yeah, this album, brings me back. REM is probably my favorite band ever in the world. Unfortunately, they're not current right now. They're not touring, I guess I should say. I wouldn't say they're broken up. I mean, they probably would. But anyway, if you're needing an album to listen to, I would recommend listening to Out of Time 25th Anniversary Edition. There's some really good instrumental performances on this album. Low is one of those. Mikey Mills sings Near Wild Heaven, which is a... Wow. I'll tell you what, hearing Mikey Mills singing the lead on that song makes me grin from ear to ear. I love that guy's voice. So that's a really forgot about this song. Endgame, another instrumental. Shiny Happy People, Kate Pearson. Okay, so it's no secret that I'm in love with Kate Pearson. I always have been. I always will be. I saw the B-52s when I was 16 at the Delta Center, and I was on the front row and I saw Kate Pearson and just fucking love her voice, just have a crush on her, have all my life. So that's my that's my confession. So anyway, so if you were in high school, if you graduated high school in like 94, 95, tell me you didn't hear that Losing My Religion song like all over the place, like everywhere where everybody was. It was always playing. After hearing this album and hearing Losing My Religion, I went straight to Green. Green is a phenomenal album too. So I don't think I had actually listened to this CD for more than two or three plays before I had Green as its companion. So if you're wanting to listen to an REM album you may not have ever listened to, try REM Green. That's a really good good album and good wow, I could do a podcast on that one too. I mean, shit. All right. So while I switch the music here, I just want to just tell everybody that I appreciate everybody that's listening to my podcast. Any kind of feedback would be good. So if you want to send me an email, or like an IM or something, I don't think people do IMs anymore. Yeah, I would appreciate any kind of feedback. And then also, if anybody has any kind of ideas about how to make my podcast better, or if they know somebody that could help me make my podcast better, hey, I would be completely open to any kind of constructive criticism or any of those things. So definitely let me know. Hit me up. My email address is Jeffrobox, JeffroBox at gmail.com. So yeah, send me an email. If you think that I would benefit from interviewing you, and you want to interview me, like if you're somebody that I could interview, even if you're not famous, I'll interview you if you want. Just let me know, and we'll get that set up because I don't really have any interviewer people at the moment. So hello. Myself, I think I thought you were someone else. Talk about the weather. Should we talk about the government? Wow, Pop Song 89. What a way to start a fucking album. I'll tell you what, I just every time I hear that fucking song, it gets me so psyched. 'Cause this album is so good. It is tits on a Ritz, as some people would say. It is farting through silk, as my dad would say. You know any good dirty jokes, Jazz? Alrighty. So, next up, let's see. Stand. No. You are the everything, and then we'll do stand.
Sometimes I feel like I can't even sing. I'm very scared for this world. I'm very scared for me. Does it ring your memory? Here's a scene. You're in the backseat, laying down the window.
So yeah, this song reminds me of high school so much. Like hanging out in my fucking front yard smoking cigarettes at my mom's house in the most Mormon neighborhood you can even think of. Fucking my buddy's fucking his girlfriend in my car in the driveway. Oh my God. So if you were at a school dance, this was the only REM song that they would play at any kind of dance, whether it was school dance, whether it was a church dance. REM wasn't very popular with the dances, but this song was, and still is probably, I would imagine. So this song here is like, this song is my song. Like, I don't know how to explain it more than I identify with myself. I identify this song with myself more than any other REM song, or any other song for that matter. So this is my World Leader Pretend song. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, REM Green, like, completely just blows you out of the water. Like, between REM Green and then REM Out of Time, and then from there, I got Document, I got Fables of Reconstruction, Life's Rich Pageant, Chronic Town, Murmur, Reckoning. I know I'm missing one. Which one am I missing? Document? Did I say Document? Anyway, REM. And that's just, those are all before 93, I think, is when. Was it 93 when Automatic for the People came out? I can't remember. But,
Follow me.
I've got my spine, I've got my orange crush. One of the best lines ever in any song ever written. I've got my spine, I've got my orange crush. All right. So, yeah, that was that, the green. So Green and Out of Time are two REM albums that I would say would be the best. And if you wanted to add one more to that, I would add Automatic for the People, 1992, I think. That may not be right. So, REM, Automatic for the People. Starts out with this song right here, Drive. This album's a fucking masterpiece. Like, seriously, if we're talking about masterpieces here, this is probably my favorite album of all time. Like, I would be pretty safe to say that if I had to listen to just one album for the rest of my life, or even my last album I ever listened to in my life, it would be this fucking album right here, Automatic for the People. Alrighty. So yeah, that song Drive is probably one of my favorite songs ever written. This album, like I said, is my favorite album ever written. And we're only on number two, and I'm already gushing over this album. Try Not to Breathe. So, I don't know if you guys have ever tried not to breathe before, but I sure have quite a few times, actually. but I think that this song, to me, what it means, it's about aging, right? Like, becoming old and all that. That's what I get from this song. But, I mean, I guess it's kind of the eye of the beholder type thing. But, The Sidewinder Sleeps Tonight. This here is the place where I will be staying. There isn't a number you can call the payphone. Let it ring a long, 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 long time. If I don't pick up, playing up, call back, let it ring some more. Oh. If I don't pick up, Sidewinder sleeps in a cot. Holy crap, I totally forgot I was even recording this. This is what I'm talking about. This fucking album is just... Anyway, this is a fun song. This song here was written around the time Kurt Cobain took his life. I think this may have been inspired by Kurt Cobain taking his life. But that's just my opinion, man. So... I'm sure that there's ways to fact check that and make sure that I'm, you know, not talking out of my ass. But I know that when REM came and played some of their shows that they played, they
had Michael Stipe playing Kurt Cobain's guitar. I think it was Let Me In, which was back on Monster. So, but I may be wrong, maybe right. Not sure about that. But if you are hurting, reach out to somebody. Seriously, just fucking do it, man. What's it gonna hurt to reach out to somebody? Okay, New Orleans instrumental is good. Sweetness Follows is great. Monty Got a Raw Deal, I love that one. My buddy's car was named Monty. It was the Count of Monte Cristo. But yeah, Monty Got a Raw Deal.
Monty, this seems strange to me. The movies had that movie thing, but nonsense has a welcome ring, and heroes don't come easy. Now nonsense isn't new to me. I know my head, I know my feet, but mischief knocked me in the knees, so just let.
All right, so this one here is my favorite song to do karaoke to. Mott the Hoople and the Game of Life. So if you ever want to hear me sing this song on either Rock Band or karaoke, I'll be happy to do that. Probably my favorite song ever written. Man on the Moon. Like, seriously, no shit. This song is my favorite fucking song. Did you hear about this one?
Tell me, are you locked in the punch?
Andy, are you goofing on Elvis? Hey, baby.
Are we losing touch?
If you believe.
They put a man on the moon.
Man on the moon.
If you believe.
Best song ever written, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know if it's the best song ever written, but it's my favorite song ever written.
Night swimming deserves a quiet night.
This video, if you guys have the opportunity to go onto YouTube and do a YouTube search for Night Swimming REM, check that out, or that video out. It's just, it's a genius. It's just so beautiful. So check that out for sure, man. Use a picture in reverse.
Still it's so much clearer.
And Find the River. Anyway, so that would be it for my, that's my review for the REM Trinity of albums. Shout out to REM. Shout out to all my fans. I don't think I have fans, but if you're my fan, shout out to you. Shout out to, oh my gosh, where should I start? Okay, let me see if I can get at least a few of these in here. Shout out to Tropidelic, Bumpin' Uglies, Ballyhoo, Uglies Nations, Ballyhooligans, Tropaholics. Okay, got those. Wileys, Dirty Heads. Shout out to fucking the Elevators. Can't forget them. I'm going to forget, so I'm just going to stop there. But Anyway, giving love to all that music coming up soon. I'll be talking about that music soon. So. Well, that about does it. That's the podcast for this week. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Please let me know if you did. I did add a commercial to the podcast. I'm trying to figure out how to make this work, and so I had to do a little bit of testing on that, but I'm sure you guys don't mind listening to a short commercial for the amount of podcasts that you get. Anyway, I'm going to start messing around a little bit more with my podcast and see, maybe the old format wasn't so great. But we'll definitely see on that. Thank you for everybody. Thank you for all my super family. I could start naming bands, but if I did, then I would miss some, and I don't want to do that. So you all know who you are, my online friends. And anyway, if you want to make friend, if you want to be my friend on Facebook, my name on Facebook is Jeffro Box, Jeffro space Box. Or you can listen to my Spotify playlist under Jeffro Box. Or you go to my website, jeffrobox.com. I've got all sorts of things that I try to do to make people enjoy the same music that I like and I like to share and discover as well. So anybody have any new music they want to share with me, let me know. I do want to give one shout out to Newborn Slaves. They played in Utah, and they just kicked ass. They're so much fun to be with. Really cool band. So, Newborn Slaves, check them out. So, that does it for today. I hope you guys have a good day, a good evening, and next week, and all that good stuff. And until then, keep listening to the music. Love you guys.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.